Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. A big holiday weekend is here and bringing with it hot weather and thoughts of a picnic on the meadow. So make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please keep in mind, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you still wear a mask in public. This is another great week to start out in the Fuchsia House, where every plant hanging or upright seems to be sporting blooms, including the powdery alligator flags at the edge of the koi pond just as you enter the shade of the Fuchsia Garden. Then take a look at some of the beautiful pink fuchsias. The Fuchsia Wanna is a compact plant and flower in shades of hot pink, while Minnesota is a cultivar first crossed in 1938 and still popular today. Also make sure to see the Doris Pazlak and Fuchsia F. paniculata, which is a fuchsia from Costa Rica and whose flowers seem to grow more in bushes than individually spaced along the stems. Also see Nikki's Findling, a 1990s Dutch cultivar. If you wander through to the demonstration beds, there's a wonderful stand of purple butterfly bush wildly blooming near the living wall. The purple butterfly bush is blooming throughout the garden, and there's another lovely stand blooming near the Aloe Garden and Tram Road. This bush is really well named, as butterflies and other garden pollinators are drawn to the heady scent of the striking deep purple blooms. Continuing along Tram Road to the right and just past the Arizona Crossing on the left side of the roadway, the beautiful sausage tree is blooming. These deep maroon red blooms are very unique and grow in bunches hanging down under the branches. The flowers are each about 4 inches across with a deep throat to them, and they bloom at night when the main pollinator are bats. The flowers drop off in the morning and leave behind the beginnings of the brown-skinned fruit that, when mature, look very much like large sausage from which the tree gets its name. Sausage trees are native to tropical Africa, and the fibrous fruit can grow to 2 feet long and 20 pounds while still hanging on the tree. This is food for the giraffes, elephants, and hippos, but not humans unless it's specially prepared. It can also be fermented and used to make African beer. Just past the sausage tree are the southern magnolia trees. These tall, stately trees are just at the start of their blooming season. The beautiful creamy white flowers perfume the air with an almost lemony smell, and if you turn down Memorial Meadow Lane, the left side of the lane is a whole row of blooming southern magnolia trees. If you walk the full loop and get back to Tram Road, continue on to the overlook where the Texas wild olive tree is a riot of bloom just now. These trees are really more of a large multi-branched bush and produce a fairly sweet fruit that when uncooked can be somewhat toxic to humans, but that the birds and the critters find enticing right off the plant. Also along Tram Road, the huge Egyptian Carissa, the jasmine bush at the corner of Creek Road, is starting to bloom. This is a most fragrant jasmine and worth getting right up and personal with the bunches of tiny star-shaped flowers to breathe in that sweet scent. Then continue along to see the spring spider lilies and the crinum lily just past Canyon Road. These lilies are related to the amaryllis, and once planted, they really like to be left alone in the garden to bloom year after year undisturbed. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.